has 500% B12. All right.
This is why I don't drink energy drinks.
Alrighty, good morning, good afternoon, or whatever time zone you're in at this point. My name's Ian.
Hi, I'm Carly.
And this is Brain Juice. Today's episode, we decided to talk about more on the aspect of seasonal depression and what is seasonal depression. So, what actually sparked me to talk about this topic is that actually, I was reffing one Saturday, and I was talking to my boss, and like, I play airsoft, I love airsoft, it's one of the big things of mine. But, at this Saturday, for some reason, because normally I play two games, I get to ref two games. I play two games as a ref. It was one of those days where it's just like, you know, I don't feel like playing. And I think those were the first Saturday ever that I did not play airsoft. And it was one of those things where it was like, I was telling my boss, I was like, dude, I just don't feel like playing anymore. I don't know why. Like, I just feel like kind of down. I just lost it. And it's just like, I'm gassy because of this energy drink, so pardon me. But
don't drink energy drink, guys. Don't drink them.
But he was just like, well, it could be because of, you know, maybe you're getting seasonal depression. And it made me, like, really think and, like, you know, kind of like, huh. You know, I've heard of seasonal depression, but I've never understood or, like, really gotten, like, an explanation. Like, what is seasonal depression? Like, what is it to everyone? Because, like, while I was doing, like, a little, like, deep dive, like, the little nerd I am a little bit, I was looking into it and I was like, okay. So I know it's, like, you know, at a place in time, it's kind of like one of those things that you can't really control, but it just kind of happens to everyone. And one thing that I also, like, notice is that it happens to people at different points in time. It's not, like, a set date, which is what I found really interesting. And so, basically, I just brought this topic to Carly. We kind of just are now talking about it. And so, Carly, one of my questions is, like, have you had any experience with seasonal depression or know anyone that has had experience with it?
Me? I haven't, clearly.
Damn.
But my dad and mom have. Can I speak today? But my mom and dad had. Specifically, I'm going to focus more on my dad for this, since I heard him talk about it when we were at a barbecue last year at my godmother's house with some other people. So some context for that is my parents are from Mexico. Therefore, the temperature's a lot hotter there, and overall, it's like, it's not how it is in the States, how it's harsh, cold climates here.
At least not like Ohio. Ohio's really harsh.
Ohio's bipolar. And he was talking about it sometimes. I was like, oh, maybe that explains the sudden moods sometimes. And that's after that, like, I've actually noticed more that how he's become more sad. Not, I shouldn't say sad, well, more not himself, I should say. Not like what he normally is, and he slowly becomes like a bit more irritated and whatnot, which causes me and my sibling to, like, I guess tiptoe so we won't irritate him on accident. But that's hard since they're still young and annoying, and I just want to be in my room all day, like, not to annoy my dad, just so he, like, won't get mad and, like, yell at us or lecture us. Because when he does that, we start crying for the most part. And I feel like one thing that adds to that is my dad lost his grandfather a few years ago. It was my freshman year. It was sprinkling that day, and so therefore, but the sky was really dark. And obviously, my sister was trying to tell me, and I was in a bad mood because of the guard, Dunder guard. And my mom said, just let her talk. And I was like, okay, what happened? And she says, our grandfather died. And I'm like, what? She was like, yeah. And I was like, from what sign? And she tells me, our dad. And I was like, oh, that's not good. Because I personally don't know what the relationship they had. Like, I haven't been there, and I'm going to be going there this January, so. And I won't be able to meet him, but I'm going to have to ask my grandma on that if she even wants to talk about it. But sometimes tells, but I, can I speak, please? But I know my dad misses his dad a lot, especially because I know they had arguments and whatnot, but, and they haven't seen each other in, when can we probably be together, 18, around 20, 23 years now, maybe? Wow. I think.
Wow, that is a long time.
Yes, that's the same with my mom, around the same time, too. And I think that's part of it on how he got affected more was when my grandfather passed. So I want to say it's more different now that I've noticed it, too. Like, I've been trying to avoid him during those times and just trying not to get him mad.
Yeah. And personally, for, like, you know, a little bit of, like, what I've experienced when it comes to that, I've never experienced, like, what is, like, on your end. I'm glad to hear your end, because I experienced it myself, where it's, you know, kind of, like, similar to your father's story, where it's, like, I lost my grandmother. First, she got into a nursing home, and then right after, it was 4 years, and I think it was 4 years, 6 days. My mom is the one that has, like, the full days down here, because it really affected her, because it was her mother.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when she was in the nursing home and everything, like, you know, I would spend holidays with her, and it was just not the same. It never was the same. So, like, I get mine more in the winter, like, the holiday season.
So does my dad.
So I'm not really big on, like, the holidays, like, Christmas, like, as you know, and probably, like, people that are closest to me and everything, I don't do Christmas. I just don't. It's not the same for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where it's, like, you know, I celebrate for other reasons and other purposes, but to, like, you know, be over here, like, oh, yeah, I want Christmas decorations, you know, I want this. Just not me, because it just doesn't quite feel the same. I know my grandmother would want me to celebrate it, but
it's not the same with the loved one.
Not the same at all. And so when she was in the nursing home, even then, it wasn't the same. Like, going to a nursing home and celebrating there still wasn't the same. And, you know, once she did pass, which has now been 2 years, still just wasn't the same for me. So it's, like, during that time, as soon as, like, we even get close to, like, kind of, like, September, and everything, it just hits in. And it's just one of those things, like, I've never talked about it, because, like, I feel like people don't really talk about it. Like, we highlight it, in a sense, which is why I wanted to talk about it more today. Because I feel like we just highlight it, but we don't ever say, like, hey, like, so what is seasonal depression? Like, how does it affect people? Like, how can it affect loved ones? Like, what is this, like, whole, I would even say, like, spectrum of, like, emotions and feelings that can happen to someone without even just realizing it? Because I feel like, at least, like, for me and everything, like, over the years, I've definitely noticed, like, oh, yeah, like, this is starting to, like, kick in, like, more recently, where it's, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm starting to, like, kind of get, like, that seasonal depression right now. Like, before, when I was younger, like, because my grandma, when she first got put mm-hmm. into nursing home, I was 12. So, like, for me, I was, like, I was probably more worried about Fortnite. I mean, straight on. Video games and Pokemon, probably.
Pokemon, that's what it is. Yeah, that's
but
what it is.
That's besides the point. But I was probably more focused on that. And then whenever, like, those moods would hit and everything, I just kind of, like, blew it. I was, like, oh, I'm just in a bad mood. And, you know, like, now hearing, like, your aspect and everything really makes me think, just, like, oh, like, what did my friends think? You know, because, like, it's one of those things that's, like, not really talked about. And I know, like, now, being older and, like, having more experience with it.
Dang, you're old.
And having more of a name with it. Now it makes me realize, just, like, oh, so now, like, let's say if a buddy, you know, might be showing, like, he might have, like, signs of that, or, you know, something happens there. Now it's not so much where it's, like, you know, I'm thinking straight away, just, like, hey, you know, maybe it's just, like, one of those off weeks. No, now I'm more thinking, like, oh, like, could it be this? Like, do I need to talk to them more or anything? And it's just, like, you know, like, now, like, I have a good friend group where they're just, like, hey, like, you know, like, what's going on? I know it's a rough, you know, time of year for you and everything. Like, you know, like, is everything cool? Is everything okay? But if you would like to add anything, that's really all I got to say when it comes to it. And besides, like, one of, like, the main things I would highlight is, if you are experiencing that, reach out to the loved ones. Reach out to people that are there for you. Reach out to, even if, you know, you're a student and you're just like, hey, like, I don't know what this is. Reach out to a counselor, because honestly, they can help you out. And they can help you, you know, like, find ways to, I don't want to say get better, because, like, obviously a counselor can't, like, mm-hmm. be over here just like, huzzah. But, like, you know, they'll help you
get there,
like, begin your steps. And so
it's all baby steps from there too.
Yeah,
it won't be easy, like, at all. And that's what, like, what I've noticed. You won't get better, like, the next hour, the next minute. It's gonna take you a long time to get better.
Yeah,
like I said, baby steps. So don't get mad at yourself for just saying, why can't I be better right now? It takes a while to get better. So you're not alone. You will never be alone. There will always be people for you.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, honestly, that's, like, what I want to say perfectly. So honestly, I'm good to end it off if you are.
Yeah, I'm good.
Alrighty, my name is Ian.
And I'm Carly.
And thank you for listening to us today. We hope you enjoy it. We hope that you have an amazing holiday season and, you know, enjoy it. We'll probably hit you guys around Christmas again if we can. If not, we'll definitely see you after the new year. And we hope mm-hmm. you guys have a good Christmas. Happy New Year and Hanukkah.
Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, but I think Hanukkah okay. ended.
Did Hanukkah already end?
No, I think they have 2 more days, actually.
2 more days?
Yeah.
All right.
14th, I believe.
You know, and a good happy Hanukkah. Yeah, well, by the time this is posted.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's our
happy
wrap.
Late Hanukkah. Yeah,
this is just us ranting and everything. We hope you enjoyed. Thank you. We're signing off.
Bye. And eat potatoes.